Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi, and this is the seventh day. Oh, man. Seventh day of the Dog Days of Advent. Dog Days of Summer. Anyway, dogdaysofpodcasting.com is where you and I should go to find out more information about this. It is August 7th, 2019, and I am here digitizing my vinyl collection. I'm in the studio. You may have noticed the audio quality difference because we just got done recording The Topic is Trek. I say we being Clinton Elvord, Craig Stepp, and me. We do another podcast together called The Topic is Trek. You can probably guess from the title what it's all about. And we just did episode 49, so we do that every other week. We're coming up on 2 years, I think, of doing this show. Wow, that goes quick. It went from idea to actual full-fledged show in no time at all. 2 years ago. Yes, it was 2 years ago, because I remember writing Podcasting for Dummies, and while we were in draft saying, Chuck is working on this, and T is working on this, and he had launched his Destiny, was it Destiny? Destiny 2 podcast. And I had launched Topic is Trek while we wrote it. So by the time Final Copy came around, we said, recently released or just announced or also produces. So, yeah, anyway, today's digitized album is Electric Light Orchestra Discovery. This is a 1979 album that I think I picked up in 81 or 82. I don't actually remember when, but I do remember distinctly being in my parents' house and my dad was renovating our bedroom. So my brother and I were temporarily in another bedroom. So we had enough of us that had come from a large family of nine, and many of us had to pair up or sometimes even triple up in bedrooms while work was being done. But I think my older siblings were out of college and out of the house at that time that we could do a little more shifting around. And last I checked, I think this was 3 or 4 years ago when I was in that old house, it had gone through a couple additional ownerships. The changes my dad made to that room were still in place. He had a mural that, a wallpaper mural that was like this green wooded area. Anyway, so this album, I think I played it a number of times while I was in that temporary bedroom. And the lineup of songs, you know what? I just so happen to have, since I'm at the studio, and I said I probably wouldn't do this, I am tempted anyway. I am going to go into my Google Drive folder and go into the vinyl folder. It's not synced here, so I'll have to play this online. Let's see what happens. Yellow Discovery. And if you double click it, it says can't scan for viruses. Can you hear? I want to know. Can you hear the vinyl scratchy noise? Yes. Check it out. First up is Shine a Little Love, followed by Confusion, Need Her Love, The Diary of Horace Wimp. Oh, these bring back some memories. Last Train to London, Midnight Blue, On the Run, Wishing, and finally Don't Bring Me Down, Bruce, which I think everybody remembers. We used to play that at the roller rink a lot. This album saw some love with Don't Bring Me Down. I can't remember what was it, the Wipeout? We would play a song and then stop the needle every once in a while and all the kids had to fall down. Great fun, huh? No chance of injury there. So I probably shouldn't play too much of this, but you get the idea. There's a lot of, let's see if we can find some other stuff in here. That's Last Train to London. Alright. Yeah, I have been, there it is, toward the end. I have been an ELO fan for quite some time. In fact, I can remember the person who turned me on to ELO, was it 7th grade? Somewhere 7th, 8th, 9th grade, Tom Vita. That's the man. It's funny how when you think of music, you know, I always think of the people that introduced me or that brings back memories of people when I hear a song. Who was I with? Where was I working? And who was at that place? Who would request the song a lot is another one. So close associating of people, this brings back not only memories of places and time, but of the people that were there. And when I hear ELO, I often think of Tom Vita as the man who introduced me to that band. And I have a number of their albums. This is one of them. I may or may not get to one or two more during this month. We'll see. Some better than others. This is, I would consider this a very classic ELO album. They had a couple of big hits, and if you listen to the rest, they became instant favorites, holding lots of memories. So I am going to fade that out so that I can play the ending of this. That concludes this episode of the Dog Days of Podcasting. Who knows? Maybe I'll be at the studio again next time. I may have to record a couple in advance next week because I do have a business trip coming up. We'll see what happens. You'll either get something on time that was pre-recorded or nothing. Or I'll record it on the road and just do the Afonic thing. We'll see. So until next time, take care, and I wish you all the best. 101.